This week's Parsha is Parshat Bamidbar, and we will start with chapter 2, verse number 1. Vaydaber Hashem el Moshe vel Aharon leimor, Hashem spoke to Moshe and Aharon saying, now we'll start with Pasuk number 2, which will be the focus of our shir. Ish al digloi, each man according to his division, meaning Rashi translates the word digloi as a division, but you could also translate the word digoil as the word dagel, as a banner or a flag. But also is levei savoisam, according to the signs for their father's house, yachanu bnei Yisrael, the Jewish people should rest, mineged at a distance, saviv lo el moed, around the tent of meeting, yachanu, they should rest. Basically, here the Torah is commanding us to make different formations, meaning that we should take the 12 tribes and make out of the 12 tribes four formations. Each formation is comprised of three tribes, and each formation should have a leader of formation. And this is going to be Yehuda, Reuven, Dan, and Ephraim. Now we'll start analyzing exactly what are the words Be'oisois Levei Savoisom, the signs according to the father's house, mean. We will first start with Rashi. Rashi on Be'oiso says, Kol Degel Yieloi Ois, that every division, every formation should have a sign. What kind of sign? Mapa Tzevuot Lioboi, a colored piece of cloth hanging amongst it, meaning that you should put a banner with colors. The color of this formation should not be the same color of the other formation. And how do you choose which color to use? The color of the banner of each tribe was equivalent to the color of his stone in the breastplate of the Kohen Gadol. Meaning that the Kohen Gadol had a breastplate consisting of 12 stones. Each tribe was represented by one particular stone. Each stone had a different color. Hashem is commanding that when you put the banner, you should make sure that the color of that banner should be the same color as your stone in the breastplate of the Kohen Gadol. Why is this necessary? Imitoch kach yakir kol echot es digloi. Like that, everybody will recognize his division. Meaning, let's say you have somebody who is lost, he will be able to look at the banner and see the color of his tribe. Like that, he'll be able to find his place and be able to go home. Meaning that Hashem is giving practical advice that you should use banners. Like that, people will be able to find their way home. And the Mizrahi explains that according to this interpretation, when the Torah says, Lo oiso is levei savoisom, means to say that the Torah is commanding that we should put signs according to our father's stones in the Choshen. And that is the meaning of levei savoisom, that the signs have to be according to the stones which is represented to your father in the Choshen, in the breastplate of the Kohen Gadol. Sefer Nachlas Yaakov disagrees if this interpretation of levei savoisom of referring to the Choshen, because Sefer Nachlas Yaakov brings a proof of Rashi himself in Parshas Emor. On chapter 24, verse number 10, there we have the story about this Ben Israelis, this son of a Jewish woman who wanted to pitch his tent in the tribe of Dan, because Dan was his mother's tribe. And he came to a din Torah in front of Moshe Rabbeinu. And Rashi says that Moshe Rabbeinu found them guilty, meaning found them that he is not allowed to pitch his tent in his mother's tribe's place, because the Pasuk says, Ish al digloi, each man according to his division, but also is levei savoisom, according to the signs to the father's house, which means to say that it should follow the father's house and not the mother's house, then obviously levei savoisom comes to teach you that we follow patrilinear descent when you're coming to pitch the tent in the tribe. Therefore, levei savoisom cannot mean that you should use the signs for the Choshen. Therefore, Sefer Nachlas Yaakov says that O Hashem commanded is for us to put banners of different colors, and the Jewish people decided by themselves that they will use the colors of the choshen, of the breastplate of the Kohen Gadol, as the colors of the banners. As a matter of fact, Targum Yonasi ben Uziel explains that each formation had amongst the leader of the formation a flag that consisted of the three colors represented by the three tribes of that formation. And also each tribe had a color and a design in its banner. The Medrash Rabbah, Parsha Beis, Siman 6 says that the tribe of Reuven had the color red and had the picture of the dudoim, of the flower that he brought to his mother on it. The tribe of Shimon was green and had the picture of the city of Shechem, which Shimon destroyed. The tribe of Levi had white, black, and red with the design of the breastplate of the Kohen Gadol on it. The tribe of Yehuda was sky blue with a lion, because Yehuda was blessed by Yaakov Avinu as Gur Arya Yehuda, that Yehuda is a lion cub. Issachar was blue-black with the sun and moon, because Issachar was Yoido Bina Lo'itim. Issachar was famous for having many scholars that knew how to calculate the orbit of the heavenly bodies. Zvulun was white, because Yaakov Avinu on Parshas Vayechi, chapter 49, verse 13, blessed him, V'hu L'choif Aniyois, that he is going to be at ship's harbor. Therefore, his banner had a ship on it. Dan had the color of sapphire and the symbol of a snake, because again, Yaakov Avinu blessed him that he is going to be Nochosh Alei Derech, he is going to be like a serpent on a highway. The tribe of God was, the color for the banner of the tribe of God was gray, and he had a battalion of soldiers on it, again, because Yaakov Avinu blessed him that he got Gedud Yegudenu, that he'll recruit a regiment. Therefore, he had the picture of a battalion on it. Naphtali was pale red with a picture of a female there, again, because Yaakov Avinu blessed it, Naphtali Ayala Shelucha, he'll be like a female there. Asher was the color of flaming olive oil, and his banner had a picture of olive tree, again, because Yaakov Avinu blessed it, Me'osher Shmeina Lachmoy, that his bread will be oily, fat, literally, that he's going to have a lot of shemen, a lot of oil. Therefore, he put a picture of an olive tree on his banner. Both flags of the sons of Yosef were black. Ephraim had the black flag with the picture of an axe, again, because Yaakov Avinu, when he rebuked Shimon Levi, he said, Uvirtzoinom ikru shoir, that according to their will, they wanted to destroy an axe. And he was referring to Yosef, which is symbolized as the axe. Manasseh had a black flag and a re'em, which is an animal which has beautiful horns. Binyamin's flag was the color of all other tribes. And also in his flag, he had the picture of a wolf, because Yaakov Avinu, when he blessed Binyamin, says that Binyamin Ze'ev Yitrov is going to be like a predatory wolf. And according to Targum Yonasan ben Uziel, besides the fact that each tribe had his own flag, the leader of the three groups of the formation had also another flag symbolizing all three tribes. And in that flag, he had the color of all three tribes. For example, Reuven, besides his flag being red, he had another flag that was red, green, and gray, symbolizing his own tribe, the tribe of Shimon, and the tribe of Gad, which were part of his formation. And according to this Medrash Rabbah, we could interpret the interpretation of Levei Savoysam according to what Rashi interprets in his second interpretation. Rashi, on his second interpretation, says that what does it mean be'oisos levei savoisom, according to the signs of the father's house, be'ois shemosar lehem Yaakov Avinu, according to the signs that Yaakov Avinu told the Jewish people, Kishenosam Mitzrayim, when they left Egypt. Rashi quotes the Medrash Tanchuma, where the Medrash Tanchuma says that Moshe Rabbeinu was told by Hashem that he should separate the tribes, three to the north, three to the south, three to the east, three to the west. Moshe Rabbeinu argued that by Hashem commanding the tribes where to be, then Hashem is causing strife between him and the Jewish people, meaning that if I tell Yehuda to go to the east side, Yehuda is going to tell me I want the south side, and so forth. Every tribe is going to say, I want a different side. Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu that you could go ahead and tell them, because they are not going to object, because they are anyways already resting in these places, because this is the same places that Yaakov Avinu told his children to carry him to Canaan after his death in the land of Mitzrayim. As it's written in Parshas Vayechi, chapter 50, verse number 12, where the Pasuk says, Vayasu vonavloi kein kasher tzivam, that his children did to him as they were commanded. And then it says, Vayisu oisa vonav arza Canaan, that his children carried them to the land of Canaan, which Rashi says there, that Yaakov Avinu said that I don't want neither an Egyptian nor your children, means his grandchildren, to carry him, with certain exceptions. And Yaakov Avinu said that he doesn't want Levi to carry him, because Levi is destined to carry the Aron, and he doesn't want Yosef HaTzadik to carry him, because Yosef is a king, and instead of Yosef and Levi, Menashe and Ephraim should carry him. And Yaakov Avinu designated already that Yehuda, Yisachar, Zvulun should carry to the east, Reuven, Shimon, and Gad to the south, Ephraim, Menashe, and Binyamin to the west, and Dan, Asher, and Naphtali to the north. And in the same way that they carried Yaakov Avinu, so too, when they came to rest around the tabernacle, the tribes decided on their own that they are going to take those positions. Therefore, now when Hashem actually commanded that they should rest in those places, Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu that this is not going to cause any strife amongst the Jewish people, because they are actually already resting in this position, because this was the position that Yaakov Avinu told them to carry him. And according to this interpretation of Rashi, when it says, L'oisos l'ves avoisom, according to the signs of their father's house, it's meant according to the signs that Yaakov, their forefather, gave them, and therefore they will rest in those positions. According to this interpretation, which Leves Avoisom means what Yaakov said, we could explain the Medrash previously with the same interpretation, meaning that we could say that the flags were Leves Avoisom, referring to what Yaakov told them, meaning that the Pasuk is not referring to the colors of the flag. The Pasuk is actually referring to the images that they put in the flag, and those images were Leves Avoisom connected to Yaakov Avinu. Most of the images were actually connected to the bracha that Yaakov gave to his children. As we mentioned, Yehuda was a lion, Yosef was an axe, Binyamin was a wolf, and so forth. The only exceptions were Reuven and Shimon, which seemingly did not get any blessings. They got rebukes. Therefore, Reuven decided to put on his flag the mandrakes, the dodoim, that he brought to his mother to symbolize honor for his mother, and also to symbolize that Yaakov Avinu taught him well. He did not use anything stolen, as Rashi mentions in Parshas Vayetze. And also, Shimon decided to put the city of Shechem to show that he will not tolerate defamation of his father's Yaakov's honor. Therefore, accordingly, we could translate the word Lebeis Avoisom, that the signs were according to their father, meaning our forefather Yaakov, and everybody put their flags in honor of Yaakov Avinu, and this is what it's meant by the Pasuk, Lebeis Avoisom, to their father's house, meaning Yaakov. The Eben Ezra has a completely different interpretation of what the signs are, and he says the signs are the four animals that are under the throne of Hashem, and the four leaders of the tribes that we mentioned, Reuven, Yehuda, Ephraim, and Dan, all of them had these signs. And he explains, as we mentioned, Reuven had the Dudoim, and according to the Gemara, the Dudoim looks like Pnei Adam, like the face of a man. Therefore, it's referring to the image of man which is under the Kisei HaKavod, the throne of Hashem. Yehuda was the lion, and the lion was also one of the animals under the throne of Hashem. Ephraim had the axe, and the axe is also one of the animals under the throne of Hashem. And regarding Dan, here we have a divergence between the Ibn Ezra and the Medrash Rabbe, where the Medrash Rabbe says that Dan had on its banner the image of a snake. The Ibn Ezra says that Dan has under its banner the image of an eagle, and the eagle was the fourth image represented under the throne of Hashem. Altogether, they are the four faces that Yechezkel 1, chapter 1 describes are under the throne of Hashem. Hashem wanted us to remember His presence all the time. Therefore, Hashem commanded us to have these banners which have these faces, which will remind us of Hashem's presence. Therefore, Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu that you should make be'oisos according to those signs, levei savoisom, to their father's household, meaning the Jewish people's household, and like that we'll remember always Hashem's presence. Rabbeinu Bachya brings a total different interpretation, but before he brings this interpretation, he brings this medrash, which is a medrash Rabbah and medrash Tanchuma in this week's Parsha, where the medrash attaches to this pasuk, the pasuk in Shir HaShirim chapter 2, verse number 4, where there the pasuk says, Hevi'ani al beis hayayin, Hashem has brought me to the house of wine, meaning to the chamber of wine, v'digloi olai ahava, and He clustered my encampment with love. Meaning, according to the Medrash, that when Hashem came down on Mount Sinai, He came down with 22 chariots of angels that were close to Shekhinah and vast numbers of additional angels surrounding them. And the Rokeach explains that these 22,000 chariots were divided in four divisions. In the right to the south was the division of the angel Michal. To the left to the north was a division of the angel Uriel. To the east was a division of the angel Gabriel. And to the west was a division of angel Raphael. All these divisions had banners flying above them. When the Jewish people saw the inspiring sight of the celestial army, the Jewish people said that if only we were organized under the Golem with the Shekhinah in our midst, just like the angels, and they desire to experience the special holiness of being situated like the army of Hashem, the special holiness of being situated like the army of Hashem, like the heavenly army. Therefore, Hashem informed Moshe Rabbeinu that He is going to do what the Jewish people desired, and He is going to command us to divide ourselves in four encampments exactly like the angels in heaven. And the Medrash explains that this is the meaning in the Pasuk in Shir HaShirim, meaning that the Pasuk says, Hevi'ani al beis hayayin, you brought me to the house of wine, and the house of wine is referring to Mount Sinai, because there is where we got the Torah, and wine is considered like Torah, as the Pasuk in Mishle, in Proverbs chapter 9, verse number 5 says, Lechu lachmu balachmi, go and partake in my food, v'shesu be'yayin mesachti, and drink of the wine that I mixed, and that is referring to Torah. So we see that the Torah is referred to wine. Therefore, the Pasuk says, Hevi'ani al beis hayayin, that Hashem brought me to the house of wine. That means the house where the Torah was given, which is Mount Sinai, v'diglu olai ahava, and then Hashem bannered me with love, because I desired to have those banners, and Hashem gave to me. Therefore, it's considered like Hashem bannered me with love. And that is also the meaning on Tehillim, chapter 20, verse number 6, where he says, Neranu b'shuasecha, let us sing for joy in your salvation. uveshem Elokeinu nidgoil, and in the name of Hashem we'll make banner. And then the pasuk says Yemala Hashem kol mishalosecho, that Hashem will fulfill all your requests, which means that we wanted to make banner for the name of Hashem, for the sake of Hashem, and Hashem agreed to us, therefore Hashem will fulfill all our requests. And according to the simple interpretation of the Medrash, this is the meaning of our pasuk, Be'oisois leveis avoisam, that Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu to go make the encampments, make the divisions according to the signs that they saw. They should make this leveis avoisam to their father's house. But Be'oisois, the signs, are the signs that we saw in heaven. Rabbeinu Bachya uses this Medrash and he plays with the word Be'oisois. He says the Be'oisois does not translate signs, Be'oisois translates desires. As it's written in Pasuk in Dvorim, chapter 12, verse number 20, where he's saying, "De rak b'chol avas nafshecho," only if everything you desired. So you see the word avas is considered desired. So he says, Be'oisois comes from the word avas, comes from the word desired. So Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu that we should make the encampments Be'oisois, according to desires, leveis avoisam, in the father's house, according to desires that we had, because we wanted to have the divisions like Hashem had the divisions of angels. Therefore, Hashem fulfilled our desire and he let us have the encampment. Then Rabbeinu Bachya makes a beautiful observation and he notes that each division is comprised of three tribes, and always the prince of the tribe listed in the middle, his name ends with the name Kael, with the name of Hashem. The tribe of Yehuda comprises of Yehuda, Issachar, and Zvul, and the name of the prince of the tribe of Issachar is Nesanel ben Tzur. His name ends with Kael. The division of Reuven comprises of Reuven, Shimon, and Gad, and the prince for the tribe of Shimon is Shlumiel ben Tzuri Shadoi. The name Kael is also in the second tribe listed. The same thing in Ephraim, we have Ephraim, Menashe, and Binyamin, and the prince of Menashe is Gamliel ben Pedatzur, also has the name Kael, the name of Hashem, written in it. And finally, in the division of Dan, the tribes are Dan, Asher, Naphtali, and the leader of the tribe of Asher is Pagiel ben Ochron, which also has the name Kael in it. And that could be the interpretation of the pasuk in Tehillim that we mentioned, that says, Uveshem Elokeinu Nidgoil, that in the name of Hashem we will make banners, which means that the middle of each division has the name Kael, which will mean literally that with the name Kael we will make banners. Also he knows that if you attach a number to each tribe from 1 to 12, Yehuda being 1 and Naphtali being 12, then we'll see that the name of Hashem, which is in the middle tribe, ends up being in the space number 2, which that will be Issachar, in space number 5, which that would be Shimon, in space number 8, which that would be Menashe, and space number 11, which that would be Asher. Then if you add 2, 5, 8, and 11, you have a total of 26. 26 is the numerical value of the name of Hashem, Yud-Kei, Vav-Kei. Therefore, he says, then when the Torah says, V'Shem Elokeinu Nidgoil, that we desire to be connected to Hashem and to make these divisions like the angels did, to give honor for Hashem, Hashem made sure that we have constant reminders that we are doing it only for Hashem. Therefore, Hashem picked the tribes in the middle to have the name Kael, and Hashem made them add up to Yud-Kei, Vav-Kei, to 26, for you to always have in mind that these divisions are only made to bring honor to Hashem. There is a Medrash Peliya, a perplexing Medrash, on this Pasuk. The Medrash says, Ish al digloi be'oisos be'veis avoisom, that each person, according to the sign to their father's house, al tikri be'oisos, do not read be'oisos as sign, elu be'oisos, according to the letters. Lefikach, therefore, Omar Bilam, Bilam says on chapter 23 of Bamidbar, verse number 8, when he was hired to curse the Jewish people, he says there, Mo ekoiv loy kabokel, how can I curse the Jewish people if Hashem did not curse them? And this is the sum of the Medrash. This Medrash is called a perplexing Medrash because of two reasons. One, what does it mean, Be'oisyo is according to the letters? What kind of letters are we talking about? And second, once we find out what the letters are, what connection does these letters have with the story of Bilam? That the Medrash says, Lefikach, because of that, Bilam said, how can I curse the Jewish people if Hashem had not cursed them? Sefer Havas Yisrael answers this Medrash with a Yalkut Reuveni in this week's Parsha. The Yalkut Reuveni says that besides the colors of the tribes, each division also had an additional thing on their banner. They had the initials of the name of the patriarchs of Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov in their banner. Meaning the banner of the division of Yehuda had the letters Aleph, Yud, Yud, Aleph of Avraham, Yud of Yitzchak, and Yud of Yaakov. The second banner of the tribe of Reuven had the letters Betza, Beis of Avraham, Tzadik of Yitzchak, and Ayin of Yaakov, which are the second letters of the name of the patriarchs of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. The third banner, which is the tribe of Ephraim, had the letters Rochak, Reish, Ches, Kov, Reish of Avraham, which is the third letter of Avraham, the Ches, which is the third letter of Yitzchak, and the Kav, which is the third letter of the word Yaakov. The last of the divisions, which is the division of Dan, he had the name Makev, the Mem, which is the last letter of Avram's name, the Kav, which is the last letter of Yitzchak's name, and the Veis, which is the last letter of Yaakov's name. And the Yalkut Reuveni explains what happened to the Hey of Avram, because Avram has a five-letter name and the Hey is missing. Yalkut Reuveni says that the Hey was hovering above all the four tribes. And the beautiful idea of having the names of our forefathers separated in all the banners is that Hashem is giving us a message that the only way that we could spell out Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov is if we are all united. Then only if we are united we could invoke the merit of our forefathers. And that is the message that Hashem was trying to tell us. By putting each letter in a different banner and only be able to read them if we are united, that will show us that in order to invoke the merit of our forefathers, we have to be united. The question that Mefarshim asks, why by the division of Dan we use the last letter of Avraham and we didn't use the letter that's in order, the Hey, which is the fourth letter of Avraham's name, and have the Mem hovering above the air? Why do you use the Mem as the last letter? It would have actually been appropriate that the Mem should be hovering on the air, because since, according to the Zohar HaKodesh, the Mem Sofit symbolizes the traveling of the Degolim, of the banners, we walked like a closed Mem, like a Mem Sofit, which is a closed box, that the tabernacle was in the middle, and we, the Jewish people, made the four sides like a box, then it would be appropriate that the Mem should be hovering in the air, and the Hay should be put on the banner of the tribe of Dan. I understand that by Yitzchak and Yaakov there is no problem, since there is four letters in their name, then each division gets one of the letters. But here by Avraham, why did you pick to put on the banner of Dan the last letter? You should have gone in order and put the Hay in the banner of Dan and have the Mem hovering over. What's the idea that Hashem decided to put the Mem in the banner of Dan and have the Hay hovering over? Sefer Ahavas Yisrael answers that Hashem did this way because Hashem loves us, and Hashem doesn't want any hint of curse to be amongst the Jewish people. Meaning that had Hashem put the hay in the banner of the tribe of Dan, then it would have been written, hay, kaf, vet, the hay from Avraham, the kaf, which is the last letter of Yitzchak, and the vez, which is the last letter of Yaakov, and that could be read as kava, as cursing, and Hashem didn't want anything connected to curse be amongst the banners or amongst the divisions of the Jewish people. Therefore Hashem decided to put the mem of the word of Avraham, which makes makav, which has no meaning, and leave the hay hovering in the air for a different purpose, which we'll try to figure out soon. According to this, Sefer Ohev Yisrael says, we understand very well the meaning of the Medrash. The Medrash previously says that we should not read oisois, signs, we should read oisiois leveis avoisam. We should read the letters of the father's house, which means the letters of Avraham, Yitzchak and Yaakov, that we should put in the banners the letters of Avraham, Yitzchak and Yaakov, as we mentioned, each division having one letter of our forefather. But in the last one, we have the mem instead of the hay, and we just mentioned that the reason that we do that is because we don't want any hint of curses. Therefore, Lefikach, Bilam Oimer LeYisrael, Bilam tells to the Jewish people, Mo Kavoy, how can I curse the Jewish people? Loi Kavo Kel, Hashem did not use the Kaf base hay. Hashem did not use the hay of Avram, the Kaf of Yitzchak, and the vase of Yaakov, because Hashem didn't want any hint of curses. If Hashem didn't want a hint of curses, how can I Bilam curse? Meaning that the fact that Hashem did not put the hay of Avram showed that Hashem wants the Jewish people to be very far away from any curse. Therefore, Bilam had no opening to curse the Jewish people, because Hashem made sure that they are distant for curses. Therefore, Bilam says, Mo kavoy, how can I curse the Jewish people? Loi kavo kel, Hashem did not curse them. The Beirach Moshe answers that the reason that the letter hey was hovering and not the letter mem is because there is something very significant about why Avraham Avinu received the letter hey in his name. And he brings the Itav Lev, where the Itav Lev says that the letter hey in the name of Avram comes to bring him humility. Because before he had the letter hey, Avram comprises of the letters Avram, which translates as lofty father, and that brought haughtiness to Avram Avinu, because the name itself was meant haughty. Therefore Hashem decided to put the hey between the Reish and the Mem to signify that Avram is humble. And Hashem chose specifically the letter Hey because the letter Hey has the smallest numerical value when you spell out the letter. Meaning that the letter Aleph is spelled out Aleph Lamed Fei, which the Aleph is 1, Lamed is 30, Fei is 80. That means that it spells out to 111. The letter Beis is spelled out Beis Yud Saf. Beis is 2, Yud is 10, Saf is 400, which adds to 412, and so forth. All the letters spell out huge numbers, but the letter Hey is spelled out either Hey Aleph, which is numerical value 6, or Hey Hey, which is numerical value 10. That is the lowest numerical values of any letters in the Jewish alphabet when you spell it out. Therefore, Hashem decided to put the letter Hey by the name Avraham to signify that he is humble and not haughty. According to this, Sefer Beirach Moshe says that this is exactly the message that Hashem wanted to give the Jewish people by having the Hey hovering over them. Meaning that Hashem was afraid that now that Hashem elevated the Jewish people to the level of angels, because now Hashem gave them the divisions and the banners in the same way of the angels. Hashem was afraid that they may get haughty by thinking they are in such high levels. Therefore, Hashem made the hay hover on top of them to let them remember, to make sure that they know that they have to keep themselves humble as the hay. The same way that Hashem put the hay of Avram to keep him humble, Hashem let the hay hover on top of the Jewish people in order to make sure that they maintain themselves humble and they don't get haughty. I wanted to answer that the idea of the hay is based on the Gemara in Menachos Daf Chavtes Amud Beis 29b. The Gemara says that Rav Yehuda Nesiya asked a question for Rav Ami, what is the meaning of the pasuk in Yeshaya chapter 26 verse number 4, Bitchu b'Hashem adayat, trust in Hashem forever, ki beka Hashem tzur elamim, because in ka spelled out yud k, Hashem created the world. What is the meaning of the pasuk? The Gemara explains that the question is that proper grammar would be ki ka Hashem tzur elamim, that Hashem is the creator of the world, not beka, in ka Hashem created the world, or with ka Hashem created the world. The Gemara answers, like Rabbi Yehuda bar Abilua explained, that Hashem created this world and the world to come with the letters Yud K. The letters Ka is what Hashem used to create this world and the world to come. When the pasuk says Ki Beka Hashem Tzur Olamim, the pasuk means to say that with the letters Yud K, Hashem created the worlds, meaning this world and the world to come. The Gemara continues and asks that I still don't know if the world to come was created if a yud and this world was created if a hey, or vice versa, this world was created with a yud and the world to come was created if a hey. The Gemara answers that since in Bereshis chapter 2 verse number 4 says Ele tordos ashamayim va'aretz behi baram, these are the products of heaven and earth when they were created. Al tikri, do not read behi baram when they were created. Read it behei baram, that Hashem created this world with the hay. Then the Gemara says, I know if this world was created if a hay, the world to come was created if a yud. Then the Gemara proceeds and explains, why was this world created if a hay? The Gemara says that a hay looks like a pavilion, like an open space, that anybody who wants to fall out could fall out, meaning that anybody wants to sin and forfeit this world is able to forfeit this world. The Gemara continues and says, then why is the top of the hay disconnected from the bottom, meaning the hay has an opening on the side that's not connected to the top, meaning why did Hashem have to create the world with the letter hay? Hashem could have used the letter ches, which is also like a pavilion, and also a person could fall off and not come back. The Gemara answers that Hashem wants to have the opening on top, that if the person repents, then he'll be able to come in through the top, meaning the space between the leg and the top is made specifically that if the person repents, he's able to come in through that part. And the Gemara continues and explains other things. In the end, the Gemara asks, why is there a tag in the top of the hay? Meaning, why is there a little crown on the top of the hay? The Gemara says that anybody who repents, Hashem himself puts a crown over him because of his repentance. We see from here that the reason that Hashem created the world with the letter hay is because Hashem wanted to make sure that we are able to do tshuva, we are able to repent. There's a famous Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Peiches Amud Beis, 88b, where there the Gemara says, V'amar Rabbi Shua ben Levi says, B'sha shalom Moshe l'amorim, when Moshe Rabbeinu came to heaven, the angels came in front of Hashem and said, Ma li lud isha b'neinu, what is man doing amongst us? So Hashem told them, that the man came to receive the Torah. The angels complained, Hashem, this hidden treasure that you were hiding, you were storing it for 976 generations, and you want to give it to a mortal? What is a mortal that you should remember him, the son of man that you should recall him? And the angel asked that they should leave the Torah in heaven. Hashem came to Moshe Rabbeinu and told them, Achzer lohem tshuva, give them a response. Moshe Rabbeinu tells Hashem that I'm afraid that they are going to burn me with the breath of their mouths. Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu, Achoiz bekise kvoidi, hold on to my throne, v'chazoy lohem tshuva, and give them an answer. Meaning, according to the simple interpretation, Moshe Rabbeinu was afraid of the angels. Hashem told them, hold on my throne. Like that, you'll be able to give them an answer. But Sefer Ach Pri Sevua gives a beautiful interpretation, and he says that Hashem actually told Moshe Rabbeinu what to tell the angels. Meaning, Moshe Rabbeinu was afraid of the angels because the angels are in such lofty levels, and the angels were complaining that they are in a higher level than human beings. Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu to answer them tshuva, repentance, that if the human being repents, then the human being is able to reach a higher level than the angels. Because the Gemara in Yuma Daf Peivav Omed Beis 86b says, Gadoyle tshuva, tshuva is so great, Shemagaz ad lekisakovet, that reaches the throne of Hashem. Therefore, if we do tshuva, then we are able to reach a higher level than angels. And that is what Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu. Achoiz bekise kvoidi, hold on to my kisa kovet, v'chazoy lohem, and answer them tshuva, repentance. That repentance will reach the level of kisa kovet. Therefore, their complaint that they are holier than the people falls out, because the people are holier if they repent. I wanted to say, according to this, we understand very well why the hay is hovering above the encampment, meaning that since we previously mentioned that the Jewish people, when they came to Mount Sinai and they saw the legions of angels, they desired to emulate those legions. They wanted to have encampments and banners, and Hashem, through His great love, decided to give us those encampments and those banners. Hashem still wanted to make sure that the Jewish people know that we could achieve even a greater level than angels. That through repentance, we could reach the level of Kisei HaKavod, of the throne of Hashem. Therefore, Hashem put the hay hovering over the encampment, because the hay, as we mentioned from the Gemara Menachos, signifies that we are able to repent. That is why there is an opening between the leg of the hay and the top of the hay. And if we repent, as the Gemara in Shabbos says, that we could reach the Kisei HaKavod, the throne of Hashem. Therefore, Hashem wanted to make sure that everybody knows his potential, that even though he messed up, still he is able to reach the highest level. He is able to reach the level of Kisei HaKavod, even a higher level than the angels that they so desire to emulate. Therefore, Hashem made sure that the hay is hovering over the whole encampment for everybody to learn the lesson that they could achieve even a higher level than angels. They could achieve the level of being tachas kisei kovet, under the throne of Hashem. And Hashem Yisburg should help that we should all repent, and if we repent, we'll merit to have Moshiach come, the Beis HaMikdash rebuilt. Bimheiro b'yomeinu, amen.